Well, good morning to everyone. A warm welcome to those who are returning and to those who are new. We are so glad you're here. I just wanted to add my words of welcome and also to introduce you. You met Kate, who is one of the co-leaders of WOW, and also Annette is not expecting this, but Annette, would you please, can you just hop up real quick? Annette is our other co-leader of WOW, and we are so grateful to have both of them here with us and working. And it's great. It is great to be back. I hope all of you all feel that way. I love holidays. I love breaks, but I also love routine. And so here we are. We are back to routine. As we were singing this morning, I think the two songs that we sang, the praise and the speak, are the reasons that we come here every Wednesday. We come and gather, and we sing our songs, and our songs are a praise to the Lord. And so that's how we want to begin. For those who are new, we come in and we sing a song first, setting our heart and our minds right before the Lord in praise and music. And then the song that we sang last was Speak. Speak, O Lord. We come here this morning, and we come every Wednesday morning with great expectancy, expecting to hear the Lord speak. For we are opening His Word. We are opening His truth. He speaks to us through His Word. And so I hope that this new year, you probably, many of you have already been coming with that expectancy, but sometimes it wanes. And so I would encourage us in this new year that we come with great expectancy to hear the Lord speak to us. And He will speak to each one of us maybe a little bit differently. But that's why we're in small groups when we come together. We hear how the Lord spoke to someone in the same word, but in a different way. But He is an active, He is alive, and He is involved in our lives. And we need to come with that expectancy every Wednesday. And so I wanted to also talk just briefly, very briefly, about what we're studying this semester. We're beginning this year. And this study will be a little different than what we have done last semester or in years past. This study is one that we would call, it's rather focusing than just on one book, which we did last week, last semester on Isaiah. This study focuses on a topic, and our topic is heaven. And each week we will be examining different verses, different books of the Bible, different verses in different books throughout the Bible, all in the New Testament. What we will see what each lesson focuses on the New Testament. We will be reading from Revelation, the Gospels, Matthew and Luke, the Epistles, Corinthians, Thessalonians, Hebrews, and 1 Peter. And for the next 6 weeks, we are going to learn what the Bible has to say about heaven. In John chapter 14, this is what Jesus said to His disciples about heaven. He said, "Don't let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And if I go away and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you may be also. You know the way to where I am going." And of course, we know what follows. Thomas is there. Thomas asks, "How do we know the way? How do we know this, Jesus?" And Jesus said, Thomas said, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" And Jesus told him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." There's the answer about heaven right there. It's Jesus. Andy Telfer, who is the writer and author of our study that we have this week, or these next six weeks, says this: "We sort of know heaven should be good, don't we? We often thank heaven. We love to see a match made in heaven. We describe wonderful things as heavenly. And when our joy overflows, we say we're in seventh heaven. But when we think about it, heaven has an image problem, seemingly full of harps, choirs, baby angels, or a vague misty place of drifting spirits. As a result, most people choose to live in the moment for what seems really real. Life, they say, is all there is, but that isn't what the Bible reveals. We need to forget the fluffy clouds, the floating figures, and everything painted white. Heaven is the throne room of God, right now, and heaven is also the future new creation. Telfer continues saying, heaven exists now. God is on his throne. He is pure and unapproachable, but he has a plan. And we've studied that plan. This plan is his son, Jesus Christ, who through the cross and resurrection has opened for us the way to heaven of the future of the new creation. And this has implications for all of us, for how we live right now. The future heaven will be amazing, but it will not be enjoyed by everyone. And so this study of heaven is very important for each one of us. We need to know what heaven is, who enjoys heaven, how that is possible, and why, through Jesus Christ, we can be sure of heaven. The title of our study when you get your book is Heaven, Forever, For Sure, For Real. Our lifespan on earth is tiny when we think about eternity. And over these next 6 weeks, the 6 weeks is even a smaller amount of our whole entire life. Our prayer for you, for each one of us, for myself as well, that we will dig deep into this study. We will be excited, we'll be intrigued, and we will be committed to take the next 6 weeks, study what God has said in his word, what he has revealed to us about our future home, and we will leave this place knowing, I pray that everyone will leave in the next 6 weeks knowing Jesus is mine, he has claimed me, and I will be with him in heaven forever. Let's pray. Almighty God, we are so, so thankful to come back into this routine. Lord, clear our Wednesdays for the next 6 weeks so that we can be here. We can open your word. We can study together. We can learn the beautiful future that you have waiting for us who love you and want to be with you forever. So, Lord, open our hearts as well as we receive the truth about heaven. And may our lives reflect this new truth that you are going to teach us. Lord, thank you for each woman here. And as we go to our small groups, will you immediately bond us together? And may we leave so joyful that we came here and spent time with you, the most important thing we have in our life. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.